to advertise, email podcast@thisismaggie.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Maggie.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Hey, guys, it's your girl, Siva, your favorite host with the most, and we're on Spreading Humors. Yes, sir, and I'm with...
What's up, everybody? It's Yondo, what's on your screen, and welcome to another episode of Spreading Humors.
Hey.
Dango. Ayo, what up, it's your boy, Zilouizi, Lama, Zenzi, Lama, Chinchi, Lama, Lama, Dinde, we're doing it.
And shit. Guys, I finally arrived on my chair.
This is my chair.
Guys, first of all, I want to say thank you to Fact Checker for standing in for me, guys. She did an amazing job. I'd like to thank you so much. And you're so intelligent. Like, I was watching the whole thing. I'm like, but guys, hey man, I'm so appreciative. Like, thank you so much. And people are like, how could Sima miss the first day of work? Hey, I went to see family, guys, just to step in like at home, you know, get blessings, you know, just to start the year off on a great note. So yeah, man, this just, please guys, stop being mean to her. She did an amazing job. You guys were so mean. Like, first you say you want me fired, and then you are mean to her, and now I'm here. Nifunani, I've arrived. Let's all be happy. Start off the year on a great note. Yandeki, what's on your mind?
Longest intro ever.
But you had to.
Dude, I'm just so glad that you're back, though. Yeah. You, I missed you so much. Oh my goodness.
I missed you.
I know, right? What's on my mind is life after matric, seeing as now people got the matric results. Why were not OT?
Well, did everyone get their matric results? Is it not like IEB?
Shminangas.
I think it's IEB only then.
Today.
Yeah, then
I
tomorrow
think,
is like.
Tomorrow it's, yeah.
But by the time this is.
I don't want to see. I'm going to undermine.
Yeah.
Yeah, in.
I'm saying by the time this is aired, all people will have their results. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Now I get it.
You get it?
Okay. So on the 18th, it's IEB. And then on the 19th, it's us.
Yeah.
What was life for you guys, like, after matric? Like, the first year out of matric?
Okay, now. Start. You can go.
With me, it was tricky, bro. Like, it was... But I said it on the previous episode. I was that was the time when it daft. You get me?
I hear you.
Like, I was going through. So what I did was, my mom was just like applying for everything. Bazari, so apply le bazaria, Eskom apply bazaria, engine apply bazaria, Eskom, bazaria engine, garage, like bazaria everything. My mom would like find a bazari loophole. You know how parents like take links so serious.
Yeah.
She would even come to school.
Yeah.
So in my head, I'm like, nah, I'm chilled. I'm sorted. So when I got my results, like I said, like last time, I was like, you know what? I know I'm gonna pass. No, let me do this. Let me apply for accounting science. I just applied for accounting science only. She applied for Free State. She applied for UL. She applied for everything. When I got my results, CA said, "Quing,
what?"
I said it like I missed with like 4 points to get the APSL. You're joining CA. Then I'm like, "Oh shit!" Now I'm in dust. When I check all the things my mom applied for, kiddy disaster fail. I cannot talk about 20 look at internet.
Yeah.
All the buzzers that she applied for, they are not working. Now I'm in dust. I don't know where I'm going. I'm in like mid rent now.
Yeah.
And UJ comes back. They're like, "No. I take diploma in accountancy."
Oh. Okay.
And my aunt is like, nah.
Why?
Your results don't deserve a diploma in accountancy at this time.
Okay.
And you won't get, like, she's more like inside the corporate world. She's like, dude, you're not going to get it. You still have to extend. So what can we do then? Bro, I was stressed to a point where I went to Kempton Park to learn ice skating.
Seriously?
Yeah, I want to skate the pain away.
Wait.
So now, it came a point, I was so stressed at that time. Mind you, ne? Mind you. We didn't know the rates, like rent.
Yeah.
Bro, when we went to Bram, we went to this other rest. The rent is 8K, ne?
Okay.
And in order for you to pay rent, you need to pay double.
Yeah, the deposit and the
rent. Yes, bro.
You so dust. Then, yeah.
Yeah, so now, bro, I know my mom, we can say afford and take a high. Because we even struggled to like, it's tough. I'm so stressed. I'm like, why didn't I apply? And as far as I didn't apply. So that's why I was telling people to apply.
Oh.
So now I'm in stress, bro. I'm like, you know what? I don't know. My aunt started like looking for a job for me. I'm like, imagine my body type in a corporate. You get me? Imagine this man. I was not built for working at that time. Then my aunt was like, you know what, Fit, it's gonna cause you roll your spine. Cause you don't even have money to go do this diploma in accountants. Now I gather that. I want to lay the applications for NSFAS. UJ, I told them, well, no, can I qualify for this, but I don't want accounting, a diploma in accountants. They gave me become accounting. Then after giving me become accounting, I was traveling. Beginamela takes J2 to go to university. So Beginamela, like it was so bad, man. Like that was a tough time of my life. Like every time I look back and I think of that moment, I'm like, that's why I need to make sure school certificate sound askara in a golden thing. Cause it was a time long ring. I don't want anyone to go through that.
Yeah.
So after matric, you see that 6 months, because NSFAS accepted me after 6 months. That's when everything started making sense. I went to rest. But during that time, bro, I would go to library just to cry and study.
Oh,
and I made sure I passed, because there's no way Kinamala text you took a fail.
True.
Imagine.
So yeah, for me, it was just a different thing.
Sure. So inspirational. You.
For me... for me, it was pretty smooth sailing because my mom was the one who was like doing the most work because I didn't want to go to school. I was like, I'll find something to do. What? I don't know. But I was like, I'll figure it out after school, man. Like, I'm going to take a gap here, think about my life, you know. And then my mom was just like, you know, she was the one who was like applying, but she applied late. So she, she works at IDC, right? So she works with bursaries there, right? So I got one. Yeah, but I got a bursary.
Okay, nepotism, and... baby.
No, man.
Okay, yeah, but, we see you.
She works with bursaries, guys. I mean, the marks were allowing. So they were like, shame. Yes,
okay, let's hide with the marks. The marks were allowing.
Yeah, the marks were allowing. So they're like, come on. Oh, mtanam, gena, you know. So I was like, I bet, you know.
Baby.
So yeah, so I went to, first year, I went to VC. I got there. COVID happened. I hardly went to school. After that, social media happened. And here I am today. So,
are you still in school, Sima?
Done.
Oh, damn. Yeah.
So yeah, that's
bro,
what happened.
How was it like being? How were you studying, Sima? Like, were you sitting down? Did you check out TikTok comments and stuff?
Oh, actually, like, how was it? Do you know how it was, man? At school, like, it was chaos when that whole COVID thing happened, right? So we didn't know how we were gonna study. Like, I think for like 2 months we weren't doing anything.
Damn.
You understand? 2 months we're not doing anything. Mind you, this is March.
Yeah.
April, May, June, Fnegas Bali. You understand? We're not doing anything. But we wrote like online. So they were just saying, okay, guys, Balani, like, I don't want to take out their stuff, but they were just saying, like, you guys are writing like assessments, basically. We're writing assessments.
Mm.
So that first year, we all passed. Like, it was just like phew, you know, because we did nothing.
Mm.
Do you get what I mean? Then the second year, it was cool. Like, we were studying online. Others chose to go back to school, but I was like, because I'm doing the social media thing, I'm going to study at home.
Yeah.
So, it was easier that way for me. And it was just smooth sailing.
No, that's
but true. I understand that, hey, there's some people that are struggling with this whole thing. And guys, it's a very stressful time. Like, I'm sure everyone is thinking, because even my cousins are getting their results like tomorrow. On the 19th.
They got their results.
And I am an A. confused a little. See, guys.
They got the result.
They got the result.
I don't know if they passed or not.
They passed in the name of Jesus.
The result, fail or not.
In the name of Jesus, they passed. In the name of Jesus,
they passed. So, I don't know. But yeah, I don't know, man.
But speaking about uni, I want to know, what did you guys wish to be like when you were in high school or primary?
A lawyer.
Same!
That's making
sense!
I wanted to be a
lesson. I remember my career day, I was wearing my graduation gown and I was in grade 7. I wore my graduation gown at grade 5.
No ways. Did it still fit though?
No, grade 5. Grade
obviously.
Grade R.
Yes, I remember. And we were working like this.
Zila, you were in grade what?
Grade 7. And I wore my graduation gown.
Grade R?
Yeah, grade R.
It was like a crop top, so...
Bro, I don't
how
like...
How did it fit?
It was nice.
There's no way it's
thing is, in grade R, it was touching the floor. In grade 7, it was just here.
It's sexy.
I'm telling you. I get go high, they buy you clothes and say, what the hell I got you on?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Grade R and grade 7. Come on.
I'm telling you. You, Yanda?
I wanted to be a TV presenter. I think I'm quite close.
Yeah, you are very close. Like you, almost there.
Someone right now is watching you on the screen, your TV. Mm. Do you realize, ne? People who watch like Spreading Humors, when they tag us while they're watching, but the TV stands up.
Exactly. Why not?
Like, bro.
Oh, the TV is on the wall.
On the wall. Something. But on the PlayStation 5.
Yeah, man, their houses are so nice.
The laptop like, down. When they're watching, bro, I got surprised in December. Like, I was seeing the tags, bro. I'm like, these people actually like,
and guys, the camera quality is so good on TV.
Yes.
I was watching it and I was like, is this us? Like, we are glowing.
It's a real thing.
Yeah.
Hey, wow, man. The TV stand only the reply game, Madam Trumpy. Not the TV, you do laugh as I can do not do my camera.
What's on your mind?
Well, for me, what's on my mind is back to school. But if you watch like my Instagram, you'll know or what I'm talking about getting it. Because recently I did a skit about like going back to school and what. But the main thing about like going back to school, what are you using to go back to school or come back or go?
I just used my car.
Okay, Erika Bushabat one. Sima, what were you using to go to school?
Actually, I used two forms of transport. So if like my transport like would leave me or something, I'd use a taxi, like a venture. Or I use my transport like nearly ankeli. Those ones, caravan.
So for me, I was working because I was staying around the area. Mm-hmm. But people were traveling back.
We actually all live such different lives.
Yeah. It's very, very. Let me do like makaya straight. So some people were traveling with the taxi. You get me? So, but one thing I realized traveling with taxis, so I don't know if it's me or people, but people know this, ne? People sometimes, like, especially the drivers, walk around, deliver about, ne? I don't get the point of like making people to squeeze inside a taxi. It's more illegal. You get me? So
to get more money, doesn't the taxi driver get more money the more people?
He does, but that's not safe.
That's not safe. So let's say you are insured. If you get in an accident, I know sometimes, or if you get in an accident, back there, Lord, no, it was an overload. They leave it. Mm-hmm. So I feel like sometimes you think your kid is gonna arrive safe at school, and you are paying, and all of you are paying the same price. Marokro, did you do my lap here? And or yeah, so that type of thing. So I just don't get the point of like when I came to like Josie name, I saw it real life. Oh. There are some cars whereby they tint the windows.
Yeah, so they tint the windows.
When you open, you find 90 kids inside Avenger. Like a lot. And I don't think it's safe. It's something that people should know already. Once you get inside an accident, there are certain things that are not going to be taken because you were not initially following the rules.
Yeah.
Don't you remember there was like a story, I think like 2 years ago or a year ago or something, where like there was an accident, right? Yeah. And three kids died.
Really?
And when they checked in their taxi, the kids were like saying, "Wuti, there's so many of us in this transport. Oh, like, we sit on each other, others stand. Like, it's a whole thing. Like, I don't...
Okama suffocator. Because now, you know what another thing is? They usually do it on younger kids.
Yes, true.
On what?
Younger kids.
Because the younger kids can't
see. Because they're just like, what's going whatever. On.
So, but this is very important to the parents. Or when every time you put your baby or your son or your daughter inside a taxi, please make sure Motobich is sitting here with Patelechi. No, but my chat is, when you pay for transport, you pay for someone to sit.
True.
You're not paying for two screens. But if parents are very, very, very... Because this thing of like, hey, your ticket is outside, just go. And they don't check one hour, not do like, okay, do you must drive in?
That, and I feel like kids should also drive in. What? That, and I feel like... kids should also know that, okay, when I get into Malume's car, I shouldn't be sitting on top of another kid because it's not safe. Because, yeah, sure, the parent can go to the car and then find my child is in the seat. But now 10 minutes, we're driving for 10 minutes and then now we reach another person's house and then the driver puts another kid on top of another kid.
That's what I was saying. But Malume, have you ever been shouted at by Malume?
This makes sense because my uncle had like has a business of that sort, né? But I realized with him, né, he realized it's gonna be too much and he got more cars so that he can transport other people and he hired other drivers to drive those cars. So for me, it's a thing of like, how woman cousin tasage get seat. But sometimes, my dear Laura, your parents didn't pay.
True.
Yeah.
But sometimes my old transport, I think I was in grade two, mom didn't pay that month.
And transport
just left me in front of everyone. I was so embarrassed. Now I have to turn back home and be like, ma, you didn't pay.
That was
after that day, my mom was like, I will never ever do that to you. She missed like 2 days.
Yeah.
That transport driver was like, nope. This child is not getting in this car. It was so painful. Everyone's looking at me. Yo.
And you know how kids like to bomb back.
Bana. Yo, my heart. Yo. Yeah. That's how I'm in grade two.
Amen.
That thing was so traumatic. Never again.
I'm sure it haunted you for the next 2 weeks. So.
When I get in the transport, I can't even look at them in the eye.
Based off our conversation, I can catch her. The main reason here is the fact that the main people by Lord Sancho, but in control, get the drivers.
True.
Give Malum.
True.
Malum must, like, they must understand that we are not in danger. So it's very, very, very important. Guys, what Malum is not available anymore. But I'm not going to say, please, man. Malum, I'm entitled to my own seat because I paid.
Wow.
Malum? Uzovela bambi kunyala athini wena ungena emotweni sihambe.
But to be honest, ne, I always wanted to like vibe with a taxi. I remember this one time because I was traveling.
I think we should take a taxi one day, three of us.
I'm used to it.
To go,
let's go. I don't know, like we should take one to go somewhere. I want to see the reaction. I want to see something. We should actually do it, yes.
And yeah, no, like a pila bala chinchi.
Nah, guys, we've already been to Brom together. I think that's enough.
With Brom, Brom,
why? Brom, like a Brom, get ropo. Why are you saying it like that?
What do you mean?
Like, what are you saying? We've already been to Brom together.
How are you sure now? You're gonna make me say things I don't want to say.
I want you to say it.
Oh man.
No, that is ghetto.
Okay, it's not ghetto. We're doing things right now, we're doing things that are what's outside of my comfort zone, are we not? Exactly. We've already done Bram. Now
we're doing a taxi.
Mari AMG corner. Okay, fine, I'm down. Can we go to Guamaimai?
Yes.
We're going
to Guamaimai with
the Yanda Woods.
Let's go.
We're going. Request Uber Black.
No, I'm going to stay.
But yeah, so I remember in primary, I used to have the edge of like, the fact that some kids are being taken by a taxi. Come on. I'm going to tell my kids that I was working 2 hours.
Gonna be that dad.
And I was working like 15, 10 minutes. But yeah, so sometimes I would be like, nah, man.
You know, how old were you, Zile?
I'm like, I don't know, 12.
Okay. Oh, Zile, it's always your
Dima phone.
What's what Dilo said the idea, man? So I'm a businessman, man.
Yeah, okay.
Careful. But yeah, I remember this one time I'm like, I was struggling to be in a taxi, né? And my crush was vibing with the taxi, so I couldn't walk with her. So one day, the driver, I pick her up, but I just went in. So I just went in and said to that girl, I was just, you know, primary reason, you just sit next to your crush and that's like you approaching her. Then the following day, the driver came home during the day and told my grain, hey, Wanalina, you can pay $250. So yeah, like I'm telling you, everyone is using taxis and my crush is using a taxi.
Oh, what?
Yeah. But yeah, man. I know Karma Petile that day.
So, yeah, what's on your mind?
What's on your mind is, yo, guys. Last year was a mess. Like,
yo.
If it's not people taking off clothes from dead bodies and wearing them, it's also busy writing paragraphs to themselves. Hey, there was a lot happening. Like, and I was thinking, like,
where is spreading humans?
Like, Kwira Lang. Yo, guys, I missed you guys so much. I wanted to talk about these things. I want to talk about the Swamizi one, actually. Like, guys. Remember, who's that man that passed on?
Mbongeni Ngema.
Yeah. Ne? So he was like a drama arts person. Yeah. You know, yeah. He directed Sarafina, something like that.
Nice.
So he passed on, fine. And so Mizi, now he sends a paragraph to, like, he's typing. He's typing to himself. So I'm going to tell you. So he's typing a paragraph, right? Fine. He sends the paragraph, right? You know when you send someone a message, it's on the right side, right? Your message is on the right side. Yes, right?
Depending on what kind of phone you use.
So...
You know this is crazy?
What?
This one time I was chilling with my friend and we were with girls, né? And they were like, oh, let me airdrop my number and Khanum Fanako brings your iPhone 6S. But it's fine, man.
Oh, because you can do that.
So he takes a screenshot, right? There was no response. Like, you know when a person responds, yes.
It was
fine.
Just one great tick.
He sends a screenshot. He posts it on, I think, on Twitter or Instagram. Yeah, he posted it on Insta. And people were like, but this message to yourself.
Wait. So this message was like, it was from the other person?
No.
Okay.
Let's say, I'm typing a message. Let me send your message.
Don't send. Just say.
Typing a message, right? I send the message. Every 2 ticks, ne?
Yeah.
Fine. There's no response from you.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I take a screenshot and I say, oh my gosh, Zile sent me such a cute paragraph. Oh my word, rest in peace. Blah, blah, blah. God forbid. Blah, blah, blah. You know? I said, God forbid.
You look so shocked.
That's what he did. And everyone was like, dude, you sent yourself that message. He was praising himself. He's like, oh my gosh, wow, you're such an amazing don.
Can I understand the technology you're doing?
Like, in your mind, what is your mind telling you? Like, I don't...
And what?
I love Swamizi, ne? But why?
He has a daughter. He could have used his daughter's phone.
Like, as someone said, Chomis, just send a response.
Exactly.
Something. Really?
Bro, I didn't see that, but that's crazy. Because, you know, sometimes, you know what I hate about those paragraphs, ne? A breaker paragraph, mutuno sendele wanasa type. How do you send me a big paragraph with a type? Or are we going to go to notes?
Yes, you send it on the notes and then you copy paste, send it.
Damn.
Or, ne? You copy paste, then you type for a bit, then you delete that part that you typed, then you send it. So it looks like you were typing. Hello.
That's my brand. Brandian.
And I grew on dumb like the paragraph general. You know, the screenshot or Lina give a mama to mama. I can't be alone. I'm trying to dumb a paragraph. Copy and paste, I'm not naughty. Then the cow long go to me. As soon as you start with a sentence with, it's not me, it's you.
Yeah.
But speaking
about something?
I think we're in sync. We want to speak about the same thing. Cindy Macatini.
That's my boy, man. Who deal it?
Simbi's your boy?
Ne? Yeah, no, she's my boy.
Teddy, ne, for the boys, he won.
That could have been me.
Wait, but how old is Teddy? Because people are saying
Teddy
he's
is
underage.
19. Teddy's 19.
Oh, so he's not underage?
He's not 15. Teddy is 19.
Oh, so he is of age?
Yeah.
Oh, nice for him. Okay, Teddy.
Teddy is 19, guys. He's not 15.
Yamazi.
I met him.
Oh.
Did you meet together?
Pardon?
Did you guys dance together?
No. We just met at Mall of Africa. Hi, how are you? Shab, hug, hug, gone.
So then how do you know he's 19? Did you ask him?
Dude, obviously, like, you speak to people. I used to speak to him on WhatsApp.
Whoa.
Yeah. So, at the time, yeah. So, huh? Like, he's really, off age, guys. He's not 15. Huh?
What were you guys talking about?
No, you don't just ask anyone for their age.
We're talking about linking.
Unless
like,
you're interested in them.
With TikTokers at the time. And it was hot. Like, linking up with TikTokers, it was hot at that time. So, guys, come on. What the fuck? Like,
but you don't just ask anyone for their name. Like, unless I'm interested in you, I'm gonna ask you, oh my gosh, Sima, how old are you?
No,
I'm 23. Okay, no. Yeah, she's 23.
So basically, you guys were chopping it up. Like,
really. Like, it's like, okay, dude, yeah, hi, how are you? Sharp, Sima, don't know. And then he asks, oh, how old are you, by the way? Oh, I'm 21. Oh. Like that, like we're talking like that. So, okay, when are we gonna link up? Because he said he lives in Durban or something, Johannesburg or something like that. So, yeah, that's how we got like to know each other. So he's off age, guys. He's not 15. People are saying Teddy's 15.
But he looks like a cool boy.
He does.
I don't know.
Yeah, he looks soft. Yeah. Like, and not like rich, like, but he looks soft.
Because
like,
no, I'm judging
this. What the hell is rich?
This.
You. Like, you.
So the
because content. You're saying he's not rich, but he's soft. But you guys are pocket watching, Muzi.
No, man.
You like, are coming at me. It's you. You are the culprit.
Hey, man.
Be relaxed.
Jelang once.
Please, I'm done with this. No, today I'm putting my foot on the ground. I'm done. Kill a bee, leave a trump dude. Okay, address. Ari.
In case you didn't know, the reason why Cindy Makitini and Teddy Boy Tussauds were like creating such a huge mess on social media is because people thought that Teddy was like 15 and Cindy was like 23. So that's why it was such a big deal. Mm. I'm speaking to the people who don't know that are watching. That's what happened. But apparently now they're saying he's of age. So yeah.
That means he has a reason.
Exactly.
Like, how do you bag Cindy, dog? Like, why? I look at her and I'm like, yo.
Why do we view people as bags these days?
No, man. Like, it's not like that.
But like, in general, like, oh, I bagged Usman Bani.
No, it's like, not.
But you know what my point is? I feel like we don't look at people as people. We look at them, like, for their accomplishments. Mm. Like, okay, if Minang Jola Nosima, I like, get this, and this. Mm. I'm not dating Usima because I love her. I just want to gain something.
Like, it's like get? Those gents who date a girl because on a little head.
But how did he bag Cindy? Come on.
No.
Riz.
Okay, in my head, ne?
A whole Cindy?
I think it was a thing of like, they are cool with each other and no one another reason. Because at the end of the day, mutomu lady, she love lady, she and a la takancha. Bonang, like, why will I am drinking? Do they takancha with it? I like peace. What's up,
Rocky?
You did that on purpose. No. Don't lie.
No.
And she had this hairstyle. Girl, you're on fire.
So yeah, man. So now when I saw it, I was like, nah, shout out to the boy, man. Congratulations.
Why are we not congratulating the girl?
It was weird.
Maybe Liana, she begged.
She begged what?
No. Shame, we missed you. We missed you so much.
It's not in a bad way, but really?
What? Why would he really?
TikTok dances? What? Did he? Why did she beg, bro? Come on, guys.
Oh, what's he about? Hey, but now, what's up,
she bagged maybe a nice personality.
Yeah, okay, maybe she bagged a nice personality.
A nice boy with a sweetheart. With,
okay, who dances nice.
Yeah. A little too romantic.
And he can dance, nah.
What does dancing have to do with anything?
She didn't exactly my point. She didn't bag shit.
Oh.
Exactly.
I cut her now.
Yeah, I cut her. I cut her because really, like, but
but
for him, it was a win. Yo, damn.
No. For me, ne, to be honest, I think it was a win for the both of them because sometimes people view people based off their pockets. I think
Thank you.
And I feel like that should stop because at the end of the day, what you want in a person is a personality. What you have accomplished is for you, not for me. You get me? So if you don't have a car, that's not a problem. If I have a car and you don't have a car, it's fine. That's my car. That doesn't have to be a red flag. If you don't have followers and I want you, I don't care. I just want you.
Zile Wizine, can I tell you the reason why I said what I said? Ne, is because when that whole scandal happened, right?
Yeah.
Cindy was sent flowers, right? Like a
bouquet.
Bouquet of flowers, ne? Yeah. And then people were like, it said everything will be okay, babe. Don't worry, right?
I saw it.
Fine. And then after that, people were like, oh, it's from Teddy. Oh my gosh, Teddy's so sweet. And then she's like, Teddy, what? Excuse me? She was like commenting on all the Teddy comments. Like she was like, what? What are you talking about? Teddy, what? Excuse me. Wushem ngege, not Teddy. So hence I'm saying she didn't bag anything from him. It was just a thing where then yes again, and then you know?
Has that ever happened?
Yes.
How many times?
Once.
With whom? Don't tell us. Tell us we are female.
It's a safe space.
Safe space.
Mom and dad.
I'm not going to say his name. It's going to be embarrassing.
You were saying someone was wearing someone a dead person's clothes. What's happening?
Why now? Hey guys, hey, December. So this guy called Bafana, right?
Yeah.
And apparently this guy, he murdered a varsity teacher, I think.
No.
Yes, a varsity teacher, a white lady. She was pregnant at the time.
Ah!
And yeah, murdered her and whatever. She was going for a jog or something. So yeah, hey, fine, that happens. And then Ukai, apparently, he was passing by and then he saw a dead body. And then he decided, oh, let me turn her over. He turns her over to see, oh, she's actually dead. And then he decides, okay, I'm going to wear her clothes and walk around in her clothes. And people are just wondering what goes through your mind. You see a dead body, right? The first thing you think of, let me call the cops. Let me do something. Let me scream for help. Let me do something. You undress a dead body.
Wait, undresses it now. She's naked and
she's
pregnant.
Naked and pregnant. Hey. And then he wore the clothes.
The jogging clothes?
Yes, it was a blue top, like a blue skipanyana thing. And I don't know, it's tight or something, so, but I didn't see the bottom.
This is a guy.
Yes, this guy. He undressed this lady, wore the clothes and the cap, and he started walking away.
This man, is he homeless or?
He's a normal boy. He's a normal full boy? Brain. No, like,
boy or man?
Man. He's like 22 or 23, something around those ages.
Oh, level like Jeffrey Dahmer too much.
Yeah. Nah. That, nah. There's something wrong.
No.
I think he's a psychopath. There's something wrong.
There's no way.
There's really something. Guys, you cannot, no normal person will just wake up in the morning and say, you know what, I'm going to walk on the streets and find a dead body and say, hey, wow, what a nice outfit, and wear it. Really? Really? And people are saying he's innocent. So, he's very smart, Tina. He is very smart. That guy, I'm sure he's studying law or something.
My friend was telling me something.
He is so smart.
He is so smart.
It's strange. It is so strange. So I wanted to ask you guys, what do you guys think of this whole thing? Like, because really, like, the case is paused now.
So, I think he most probably killed her then.
I don't understand. Like, okay.
You know what it could have been?
A robbery gone wrong.
Don't you think?
But
robbery gone if it's wrong, a robbery, but why are you wearing the clothes?
Yeah,
the evidence.
Take out the evidence.
Toluguti, okay, maybe let's say he had, what do they call it? A criminal record. When you have a criminal record, obviously they have your fingerprints, right? Now, if I wanna twara you a boho, I am going to touch you everywhere. Now, Oh. Now my fingerprints are on your clothes.
What does it mean you're gonna touch me everywhere?
Okay, let's say you're taking a jog.
I wanna know, like,
listen, you're taking a jog. You have your iPhone, you have your Apple headphones. Now I wanna take your phone. We're fighting for the phone, so now obviously I'm gonna touch you to get the phone. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get you. So was she winded?
Like, excuse me?
Winded? Like, was she?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, and stab, then there was blood, because apparently there was blood on his t-shirt. And then after that, they asked him, so there was blood on your t-shirt, blah, blah, blah. He's like, but you won't be able to see blood on a black t-shirt from a far distance. That guy is like calculated. He's so smart. It's like he's done this before. That's what everyone is saying. Like, it's like he's done this before. And there was a lady, allegedly there was a lady who sent like... because she heard about the story, right? And she's like, man, I know this guy. She saw the picture. She's like, I know this guy. Because this guy was harassing me and my daughter, right? My husband had to chase him away, like, from our house, because he followed us from the house. Because I think the child was swimming by the pool or something. They lived in the same complex, né? So this child was swimming, right? So he saw the child and he's like, okay, I'm going to follow this kid. Heaven. And then he followed the kid. He went to their apartment, right? And he started like harassing them, like, hello, please open the door, like, stop. open the door. That's what, like, allegedly, guys.
Okay, wait. Where is he now?
He's probably in jail, just there in the cells.
Oh, isn't this okay?
I think he's a rapist there.
Probably, because he was harassing until the husband came and was like, hey, what's going on here? And then after he started getting aggressive, he was like, open this gate. And then after, like, I don't know what happened. And then the security guards came and then they took him away and it was a whole thing. So this lady's like, I know this guy, guys. It's not the first time he's doing this nonsense. And now he escalated and killed someone. So apparently that guy killed that lady. I don't know what's happening, but it's a very scary story. Like, what are you doing?
To be honest, based off that and based off the story, Jeffrey Dahmer, unfortunately, some of the things that happen in this life that we're in, you can't necessarily explain them. You get me? You will never get inside people's head. And that's the thing where we just need to be cautious and aware of our safety. You get me? And sometimes you think, or moto sharp, can't moto sharp, moto plane a hole. Okay, I collect time, and I have that type thing. Because I watch a lot of ID discovery. Those investigating things. People do some weird things, and you can't. They don't even have an explanation. Yes. Unfortunately, so sometimes that happens.
They kidnap kids. They
but I thought fry them. America fell.
Same.
Ew.
But okay, now what's on your mind? Ufedi Chekadi, what's on your mind, John?
No.
Yes.
Ufedi Che?
No.
They're coming.
Was the load?
Yeah.
Okay. Also great crushing ya nago.
Ew. Kylie Chan.
Oh, Kana, you're married.
I must not say you.
She's a married woman.
I must stop saying ew, but what
else? But you're married
Kylie
also.
Kylie Chan. Saba.
But do that thing. Ting, ting.
Gwaza,
do they gwaza people there?
Yo.
Apparently you said
yo.
When they gwaza you,
they said don't make a noise. That's a nice groove. Guys. And the music is loud, so they won't hear you. Keep a mess, imagine, but see, and you step on them by mistake. Keep a mess, but don't make a noise. Why are you stepping on me? That time the knife is here. Uttering. Yo, guys,
happened to you?
No.
So
you're the one that's doing the stepping. Yeah.
No, guys, I hear stories like
Unamanga.
I swear, like, guys, Kalicha is so dangerous. Run. But Renz is amazing.
Okay. I'm so traumatized about the pregnant lady.
Yo, brother guy.
But do you guys know that, well, I read this on Twitter, I don't know if you guys know, but Nelson Mandela's daughter, Magaziwe, is like auctioning his things, some of his clothes, his ID book, to raise funds for a Mandela Memorial Garden in Kunu, Eastern Cape.
But are the prices reasonable?
Most probably not. This ID book is probably like flipping 500,000 rands.
Oh.
I think that's that's greed. Really. Like these people will never run out of money, because do you understand that? Like, even the grandchildren of the grandchildren, like,
you know what I read on Twitter? But you know the money is finishing. That's what I read.
The money is finishing.
That's why they're doing this.
You know how
when did Mandela pass on?
2013.
Okay. And it was raining for how many days? Remember how many days it was raining? Remember. 4 days.
And people were saying, hey, kid has gone. You don't even go. Yes.
Yeah, but nah, come on, guys, really.
But let me tell you, man.
Screed, bro. These people are manic.
You know that thing of when someone passes and people get like a lump sum and stuff like that?
Yeah.
That money, do you realize or people who have that money, it finishes like...
It finishes fast.
Same.
Finishes fast.
Yeah, because I saw Because
it doesn't
online.
Make sense. Why? Why are you selling these things? Why are you auctioning?
Like for what?
If you don't want money.
It's two things. Either two things. It's greed or they're running out of money between the two. Honestly speaking, like, guys, just do this thing. Do your memorial.
You don't even have to sell them. You don't even have to give them away.
Keep your grandfather's
money
thing.
From where?
Things.
Do they get money from the States? Does the family
and
get money from the States?
And yes, Nelson Mandela galoko Robben Island. And yes, I don't know. So, I don't know. Like,
Damn.
What do you think?
Me? I don't want to say that the family is running out of money.
Okay, they're not running out of money. But I'll tell it. Okay. What do you think?
But then again, they're trying to raise funds
for
a memorial garden.
But
then again, if they had money, then they wouldn't need to raise funds. Because apparently they're also asking for donations.
Uh-huh.
Apparently.
And you know, people who have money, you guys, if you want to do a giveaway, a memorial, do you guys ask money?
Would you ask for money?
Me.
If you were doing something like this?
No.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Because you have the money.
You have the money to do it. Do your thing.
I mean,
and, you know what I mean?
Think about it. Ne?
Yeah.
There's no, why are you telling people to like buy things?
Auction.
Okay, maybe it depends on how big the memorial garden is.
Bro, but the
what
ID,
if it's like a huge
ID,
thing?
ID.
Okay, I
really
you.
And if what
ID green book.
What the hell?
Really? Hey, come on, guys! I suka.
Really,
those are the things we keep in the kist. They're in your granny's house, I man. Really, I
and
man.
Knowing people from South Africa, why don't you think about Rikisha go Facebook?
Exactly.
Why don't Rikisha go Facebook? Yes, Eva.
Passport
ya mande. Passport ya mande.
So you're saying it's greed?
It's greed, bro.
How, Sway?
Come on, dog. These people have money. Yeah. They just don't want to take out from their own pockets. Do you get what I mean? They want to use people's money to finish off whatever they were doing. And
you
it looks like it's
so?
For a good cause. Do you get what I mean? Memorial what?
You garden. Think so?
Memorial garden. Yeah, it's like, really? Come on, guys.
For me, I feel like if they want to do this, they could just ask the state. Mandela is a household name.
Thank you. Ask the state.
And ask the state.
But the state. Also
and also get maybe sponsors. But asking the people for money is kind of dodgy.
Auctioning things. Auctioning is the one things. That is just...
Because if what if a random person has that?
Has what?
Has that
Mandela's clothes.
Okay,
yeah, you get me. So for me, it's like, let's respect him, but he did a lot for us.
Honestly,
and let's keep those things.
But I don't think they're auctioning these things to like random people. I think, let's say like big museums, for example, like this ID book could go to like a museum. I don't know.
In America.
Yeah, or in...
Or
the
now
UK.
You're speeding. Now you're speeding.
So are you saying it's just like... It's like the same thing that... They did with Michael Jackson's thing. I don't know, jacket or something. Kim bought Northwest jackets. Yeah, Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was for Halloween or what.
Yeah.
But so are you saying it's the same thing? Like they're selling these things to like rich people? Like they're auctioning to rich people or?
Yeah. If not rich people.
Okay, then if that, okay,
then
my,
museums.
Tengani guys, ni rich most tengani.
At the end of the day, we will never know what's going on. We'll just, you will just ask this question, Ravlela Gavan. But all we know is Mandela, Viva, we still support Yuria Orata.
Yeah, knowing South Africans, they're not going to do that.
What? Did you just say 60 seconds?
Wait, of Mandela.
Is it not 72?
Is it not 69?
67.
Oh, yeah, I was close.
Who was
know,
the closest?
You know why no one knows this? I think it's Steve Biko.
Oh. Steve Biko.
Why do you call him Steve Biko?
Because he looks like him. And this is Steve Biko.
That's why you
told me. It's his twin.
What's that?
You're all lost. baby cousin.
And now, can you please edit your picture?
Please. I started the lookalikes.
You should check it. You'd love.
Should I Google?
You will see it.
What the hell are you?
I have to Google.
No, please come. Okay. Because people.
You guys even have the same mark.
No, please. Respectfully, please come.
Long lost.
Nah, but I want. Okay, sure.
He'll put the.
What?
He won't. He won't.
Zileki, do you have anything else that's on your mind?
Bafana.
Oh, wow.
Could Baba Betile go pull a Springbok same time? I'm like, no. Honestly, that's not, bro. Like, you know what we did?
Yeah.
It was like a games night. Like, my boys were like, no. Because we were playing FIFA. Né? They're like, no. Let's switch off. We are watching Bafana Bafana. Mm. I'm like, everyone is hyped. Everyone is watching. Come, got
Tahezi Rehile Village. I gave up in 2010.
Same. Okay, after 2010.
No,
after
I gave up. Shame. I was like,
okay, now I still have hope, man. Mara bafana bafana bana. I don't know what's going on.
That's like saying, I have hope that my cheating girlfriend is going to stop cheating on me.
Okay, that's not a good example. Okay, wait, pause.
What?
Wait, pause.
She will never stop cheating. Bafana bafana, when will they win? You know what?
Rang ball, kick the ball.
See, my friend, that
says, guys, I scored a goal once in grade 8 and I stopped talking, but I scored a goal. Lipalwa king.
Let me tell you, you know what's crazy then?
Pass it down. Says.
So, you know.
Come on.
Bro, you know what's crazy?
I mean, come on. If I coach one.
What's our offside king?
Yeah.
It's when?
When you are inside the box.
What? Can I guess?
Yeah.
Offside is when they kick the ball out of the square, the field. What is it?
Okay. Let's do this, Let's face it out. Name two Bafana players.
That one, he had a dance. Was it not?
Mom.
Shabalala.
Piwe Shabalala.
Yeah.
He's retired.
Oh. Piwe Shabalala and... Abo Lodge.
Okay, nice, yes.
Oh, we're naming football players.
Yeah, no. In Bafana.
Bafana.
Yeah, Lodge is in Bafana.
Yeah.
Is he not in Pirates?
Bafana is the team, the country.
Yeah.
And then Orlando Pirates is a team that, you know, it's like, let's say they say, France is playing Don. Who's going to be there? Those players that are from...
The other soccer clubs.
Yes. Oh. So they add them.
So you thought Bafana was a team here on itself?
What do you mean?
Like...
No, obviously there's Kaizer Chiefs, there's Orlando Pirates.
Yes.
So they take Masandawana.
So they take the good people from those teams, then they make them in one team. And then they play for South Africa.
Yeah. Mm. So my chat is like, I'm watching the game, bro. It's playing nice. Or when the game starts in. They get a penalty. You know what a penalty?
Can't you hear?
Penalty is when you stand there opposite the pole. You're there by the pole, and then you are one on one with the goalkeeper. Then you kick the ball. It's either it goes in or it goes out or the keeper holds it. So what Percy Tau did, that man, and then he acts shocked after that. He acts shocked.
Wait. How do you get a penalty team?
When you kick someone, when you hurt someone from another team, then they say, red card.
I'm a bola it.
But Oksala, we still watch.
But explain how best to miss the
first. I don't know. Bona.
Tell the end.
Guys, everyone is like hoping, okay, he's going to do this, All the coaches are crossing fingers.
Persita was what, the coach?
No, Persita was... Percy Tau was a player.
Is Percy Tau with that one who would post his videos on
Twitter?
His fashion vlogs, what?
I don't know.
No.
Oh, Katsande. Is he still playing for
Keza?
Retired.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So he's standing like this, like he's gonna do something serious. He goes, he kicks the ball, the goals go over the pole. And then he does this. He acts shocked when he's done. After that, I was like, I'm going to sleep. I'm not going to watch this because I was so disappointed. Like, wasn't too not.
Bro, Kinil. Because I was watching South it after, Africa? Bro. And we were in a good, like.
Who were they playing against?
Mali.
Oh, Mali won?
Mali won 2. Yeah. And Bafana Bafana, I think it's number 3-2 in the group stages. But it's still first game.
Group stage game?
Because I can get AFCON now.
AFCON?
Africa Cup of Nations. You know what? All I'm saying is that.
Here come the Boca. That's the only national team we support. And the Proteas and the ladies that do.
They also lost. Didn't Proteas lose?
They lost. Oh, shit.
Here come
only thing Boca. That makes sense in this country is rugby. Okay? Let's just leave it like that, guys.
What do you guys think is South Africa's biggest contribution to the world?
Gold.
Our humor.
Gold. Minerals. Raw material. Minerals. I know. Minerals. With those things. Diamond, platinum, gold.
Gold.
And I know Arnam Takas. And
our humor, guys. We are very funny as a country.
I'm a piano. Good sense of me.
Yeah, you know, and also
you know, once back then.
You what? You what?
Okay.
You what?
I became a lot of podcasting.
Hey.
Okay. I once got a friend through Amapiano. So we were like at an international thing. So
now,
yeah, like we're like in a different country, like in an African different country. Not Botswana. Not like far.
Were you in Kenya?
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
So now we are with like UK people and what people and what.
Was it a YouTube thing?
Don't mention details.
It was.
But, I'm gonna mention details.
Okay, but what I'm saying, I got to like meet other people through Amapiano.
Nice.
Like, cause we are like, and Mugellings was dancing.
Yeah.
So every time they'll play Amapiano, Mugellings say it, Mugellings say it. I better dance. They'll be so fascinated to a point down every time an Amapiano songs come. They will come to us. No, how do we do this? Then okay, now I give it sure. No, I didn't dance.
Oh.
But they didn't know I was doing it wrong. So
okay.
So I would do those things, dance, and they would follow me. You get because they were TikTok things, and sometimes I would explain the music to them, and we ended up being friends
cute.
Through Amapiano.
That's so cute, Zilewizi.
That is cute.
Piano Riz.
Piano Riz.
But yeah, man, I wonder Amapiano is the biggest contribution that I've seen in a long time from South Africa. Even though sometimes it gets claimed, but okay.
That I feel like that and us going to court against the Israelites. The Israelites, not the Israelites. Exactly. And I don't want to speak on topics that I'm not too educated on. But yeah, we're basically fighting for Palestine. And I think that's also our biggest contribution in the world. Because I think we're the only country that's doing that.
Yeah.
That took the country that's fighting Palestine to court. What's that name of that country? Israel. Gaza. Gaza.
Guys, let's not take it. Guys.
So Israel. Shy.
I'm just saying I'm happy for us as a country.
Oh, what is it?
I'm just happy for us as a country. We're doing well, you know. Yeah. That and Nelson Mandela are our biggest contribution to the world.
What is the thing that, like, speaking about essay, I want to know, what is the content that you guys want to see, like, in the essay, like, space?
What?
Content. I get to be like an essay.
Oh!
In the essay.
Content creation.
Yes. Like, what are the improvements that you guys would like to see? Like, since it's the beginning of the year.
TikTok monetization. That's all I want.
Yeah, fair.
Honestly, like, that's yeah. all I want. Because we are working so hard on TikTok for no reason. People are work, like these new coming TikTokers, like upcoming TikTokers, and really, they are just working for nothing, guys. Like, we are working for nothing on TikTok. We need money. Please.
No one thing
that's
I want.
That's all I want.
I want it to be like more easier for people to like get monetized on YouTube. Mm. I feel like a lot of people struggle with that. Because I was helping someone yesterday, né? And they don't know, like, they were just confused. I was like, because we were on a, like FaceTime, then I'm like, no, let me show you. This is how you do it, this is how you do it. Because now I agree, I've done it for other people. Mm. And you know, I can, and I know someone is gonna, guys, don't DM, nah, it's scary, email. But all I'm saying is that with YouTube, I wish like people learned more and knew more about like monetization. And it's so, guys, that thing is so deep, man. People have like 25, I know someone who has like 100 and something, but they didn't never take a cent.
Same with YouTube. Me. I had 80K and I dropped my account because I wasn't getting anything. 80K from it. I was
subscribers.
Like, yeah, I was
you
like,
see,
deuces, bye.
I feel like it's either one, people don't research gang, or number two, people are not like aware. And number three, maybe it's just too difficult. The admin, because now you need to join on YouTube alone. When I say YouTube, I mean your YouTube studio, mm-hmm. and go to AdSense, do your AdSense thing, apply your text number, make sure that you put your banking details, put your ID thing. People don't know those things. But I think it's a research thing or information or it being difficult. But I wish it's much
easier. It's just difficult, dude. Like, you know, I did it the first time with my old account. I had like 2K. Fine, I was still getting this. So I started getting, like, it said, okay, I can get monetized, blah, blah, blah. Fine, I did the whole thing. It wasn't working. I was like, okay, let me get a new
can
account.
Can I see it after here?
Okay, I'll show you the older. I don't even know the details, but I'll figure it out. Then I got the 80K one, and I was like, okay, at least there I was getting somewhere. Because now I could put my banking details and stuff like that, yeah. right? I was not getting my money, because I could see my money there. Like, my money's there, but I'm not getting anything. Like, I'm just like...
Why didn't you ask Ghost?
We were not dating at the time. So I was like, hey.
Yeah, and guys, people don't know. YouTube has a lot of ways to help you. Like, there's a thing whereby they have an auto chat, like, excuse me. So they have, like, people that you can chat with, like, same time right now. It'd be like, this is my problem. I am Seema. What about this is my channel? You put your PUB number. Then they will help you with everything. Like, you speak with the person same time. So it's crazy.
I wish people would like gatekeep less. Hearing you speak like this, I feel like not a lot of people like give out information the way you do because they're scared of like, they're scared like, I don't know. Like, I feel like in the entertainment industry, it's so easy to get replaced. Do you get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I feel like people gatekeep because they're scared that they might get replaced. I feel like, are you agreeing or disagreeing because you'd be smiling?
I don't know. That one's a tough one, dog. Because there's some people that feel like, you know what? No one can be me.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Fair.
They have that thing like, no one can be Osima. No one can be Umukeli.
Yeah.
No one can be Uyanda Woods. Do you get what I mean? So it's like, they not because they, guys, busy, man. And it's not even gatekeeping. Like, there's some people that are just like, yo, I learned the hard way. I'm not going to give you information just like this. Mm-hmm. I learned the hard way. You must also go research. You must also go do this. You must also go do that. There's people like that, you know. But there's other people who are just genuinely busy and they can't, like, they can't respond to each and every person who's asking, like, questions, like, you know. And there's some questions that just Twafisa, guys. If I'm being honest, there's some questions that Twafisa are like, okay, please help me. How do you reach how do you reach 10K on TikTok? And you're like, dog, just find your niche, do your thing, be you, don't change your content. Like, you just say the same thing over and over. Yeah, lapi, someone, it just drains you. You know, it's like you can put a broadcast or you stand at the top of the roof and say, this is what you do to get to 10K. It's like lapisas.
You have a valid point because what you're saying is the same thing that I'm saying. Or sometimes now I'm saying all these things. Don't DM or go Instagram. Bro, just type that thing on YouTube. You will find a certain video, someone explaining step by step what you should do.
True.
And if you say, go to YouTube and say, YouTube support chat. It's going to give you a chat box whereby you're going
to
chat with
you can chat with someone.
Hey, so they want you to like do step by step.
After you just spoke about it.
Those type of things are not value and step by step. Hey, like I can raise a high limp, but hey, guy, you know, I pay the man. And when you say money, I got then so mom told you, I wish you. Why, what?
Mbambi can't
leave. No.
But he is married.
Okay.
So all I'm saying,
what? What?
It's here. Where's the undermine? But all I'm saying is that, guys, I'm not going to help you step by step. That's why I was saying, it's either the problem is people are lazy just to do research.
Mm.
You don't want to research because YouTube has the things to help you.
Mm-hmm.
You get me?
Do you know how it is, ne? It's like in school, ne? You do your homework. You learn the hard way at home. You finish your homework. You get to school. Someone says, "It's your problem, your homework."
Yeah,
that's how it is.
Exactly.
That's how it is. And you're just like, and dude, I was struggling. I was researching. I was doing this. I was one of those borrow me homework. But I mean, come on. You know, now it's the real world. Like, yo, guys, hey, it's tough, man. Hey, hey.
Have you ever, not written homework before? When you went to school? And?
Do what?
What was it?
School was like 5 million years ago for me.
What do you mean? I still remember each and everything that happened in school.
Come out of school.
Dude, like...
Would I do my homework?
Was it memorable like that?
Like, how was it?
How was my school experience?
No.
That's what I'm asking. Was it memorable like that for...
Only my matric year. That was the grade 11 and my matric year. Before that... I was just a shy kid. I feel like I was shy throughout high school. I was just alone most of the time, Yasmar.
Alone? In your Porsche, ne? Yes.
Sometimes.
At least in Canada.
Yay!
But tell me, what is the lowest mark that you've got in high school and grammar?
My lowest mark? I guess grade 9. I don't know why I passed.
Grade 9 is such like a hectic year, right?
Guys, I don't know how my grade went and I passed grade 9, guys. We were so dumb. It's like someone poisoned. And even me,
you guys
like
were not
at home.
Study.
Yeah, we're not at all. At Miss Papa, adolescence. That's adolescence.
Yes.
Guys, grade 9. It was grade 9. It was maths, right? So now our teacher was fed up with us. Né? She's like, I'm gonna put your marks on the wall. Guys, ne? They put the marks from top to lowest. So this first page is the highest. Second page is the average kids. Third page is the ones that are shaky.
Well, no,
last page, dumb.
You see, mamu?
I was like this teacher. I went and it was the last period, right? So imagine all of the kids that got into that class and saw that paper. Yo, guys, I was so mad. I ripped the paper off, ne? And I left class. Because she wasn't looking. She was looking the other side. So I ripped it off. Then I went outside of the class, right? I was going to throw it outside by the bin. I came back. She's like, where's my paper? Everyone is quiet. You know, black kids, they're just like,
everyone lies. We don't know.
Fine, that's what happened. So that was my lowest mark. What was my lowest? I don't even know. I think it was like 42%.
42?
42, yeah.
Oh, okay.
42.
What was yours?
Even lower than that.
Lower than that? No, say it.
I'm not going to say it, but it was for maths. I've never really been like a maths genius. Yeah.
Highest?
Yeah.
Yo, it was English, guys. I got 83. I was so happy.
Highest one, huh?
I don't know.
42?
No, 42. Nah. I don't know for what subject, but probably in the 80s or 90s, but I don't know what
that's
subject.
Probably French.
No. I once got 2 caprat, man.
For myself,
two?
Yeah, I got 2 out of 100.
I was...
in primary, I was dumb, like, genuinely.
We're talking about high school now.
You should say that, actually.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. So I got to...
Okay, high school?
High school, I think the lowest was like, I was sick, so I couldn't write.
What does being sick have to do with anything?
No. Listen. I wrote paper 1, I got 23. Then out of 100, and I wrote paper 2, I got 75.
Okay. So it was just cool.
So in the one, let me tell you, I have two stories, but the one for the lowest and the one for the highest. Mm-hmm. So the first one, the lowest, I was sitting next to my crush in grade, I think four.
You always have crushes, Zile.
Oh, as a man, you must have a crush.
Right, so, now, who's your crush?
My girlfriend. My girlfriend.
Hey. A real man.
He won't repel. So I was sitting next to this girl I was crushing, eh? But I couldn't even spell my same name. I remember my grade was in grade R. She was a teacher. They had to like show her.
Oh, grade was in grade R.
She was a grade R teacher.
Yeah. But yeah, she was a great art teacher. But I was struggling to write my surname, they would show her. But on that day, I learned how to write my surname correct. Because my surname is long. Mm. And then I spelled it right.
Your surname is long, Zile.
It's long.
The one that starts with the M?
Yeah.
No, it's not. But it continue.
Yeah.
I also learned in grade 2 how to write.
So I wrote guys. It. No, I failed grade 2. So I... I wrote my surname correct and the teacher gave me 2 out of 100 just because I learned my surname. And it was social science. I failed it. Yo. Then the highest was 93. I got it same time with my crush. They called me. They were like 93% with maths and they called her.
So when you were up and down?
No. Come primary, you're not. The advantage of going to fail. Then in high school, I was like, nice chai. I need to make sure I chase the bag. So yeah.
Anyway, guys, I got a game for you guys.
Dun, 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 dun,
dun. It's called Two Lies and One Truth.
Is it not Two Truths and...
What?
Two Truths and a Lie.
Yeah, which you one? Say this it one? Right. Yes, this one is right, actually.
Oh, do do rile die ye.
Won't you start, Yandeki?
No, thanks. Zileki.
No. Nagile go test akale na pele Thomas.
Simaki.
I don't know what to say.
No. Say it too. Bon, basically, what you do, you just say things that we think we know about you, but we don't. Just change the details. Two what? Dudu?
Two truths and one lie.
Yeah. Say okay. Tell us the truth. Say two. Or which maka? Lily three. I call it liar, by the way.
Okay, Ziliki.
What do you call?
Okay. Yeah, we don't know. Kaloku, if it's the truth or it's a talkie. Hello? First side was my first case was in grade 8. I don't know what to say, guys.
Say, tell us.
I'm trying to think. I'm so blank.
You have a boyfriend?
Guys, start. Let me think.
This game, it's difficult.
Let me think.
Guys,
I'm so blank.
Okay, let me show you. Let me show you. I didn't write anything. Right?
Okay, follow the leader.
Okay, let me do this. Two truths, ne? Okay. I once paid someone money.
To do what?
I once paid someone money to not tell my parents when I was out. Because like I was out and they saw me out. Then I just gave them 100 rands just to say, no, don't tell them.
Okay, I know now.
Okay, you get it, ne?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
All right. So the first one is, my first kiss was in grade 8. And the second one is a truth. Like, do I say what it's a truth or a lie? Oh, I just say... I'm mixing, guys. Okay. So the second one is that I was on a magazine, right? No, man. I was on Drum Magazine, right? And then the third one is that I paid my neighbor to act as if she's my parent. But this one is so obvious. I'm just saying to act as if she's my parent. So that because my mom, I was suspended and I don't want to tell my mom.
Oh, well, the lie is the middle one.
Which one?
Which one is the lie?
The lie isn't drum. The lie is your first proper kiss was in grade 8.
No, the lie is the last one. I think the lie is the last one. Hey, what story in a sour girl?
The lie is actually the drum one.
Really?
Yeah.
What if I didn't see?
The lie is the drum one. Yeah, no, I paid my neighbor and I asked her, please, please, please be my parents. She's like, okay.
How much did you pay her?
10 rand.
No, 100 rand.
Big baller, petrol. big baller.
What?
And you?
I wrote mine down. Okay.
I should have done that.
Oh. Okay, kind of getting two truths.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, one, I've never been inside a Rolls Royce. Two, my sneaker. Listen. Two, my sneaker collection is worth half a milli. Three, I lost my passport in Paris.
Ha! I wanna, the story check, I'm getting 2 million.
No. I think the one with the Rolls Royce. No. The passport one is a lie.
Okay, that's what you think?
Yeah.
Okay, what do
you think? Passport one is a lie.
The shoe one. Half a million is crazy. I just think.
I mean, she wears half a million on her wrist, so what is a shoe, bro?
Half a million is a craze. I think like at least 300K. I think half a million. Am I tweaking? But maybe, Anna, I'm going to go with the half a million one.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I know Yanda.
You know me?
You
know? No, but like, I come on.
You said what? Which one was the lie?
The passport one.
I lost my passport in Paris.
No, she did.
I wish to say I lost my passport in Paris. I lost my passport in Dubai.
You lost your passport in my mind.
Gosh. It's like,
but yeah, but yeah. Mine is, I once had a crush on someone I couldn't tell in grade 8. Because I was currently in a relationship.
Yeah, man. Grade 8 or
currently? Are you changing the grade?
Exactly.
Like, is it recently?
Grade 8 or currently?
Grade 8. So, in grade 8, we were in an RCL. Né? So, like, prefect thing. So, I had a crush on someone. Then, that I was working with. Because I was Department of Finance. And I never lived
Department of Finance in high school?
Yeah. We made money like that. So,
yeah, man. Okay, sorry.
So, yeah, she was deep. Like, and I had a crush. I had a crush on her. Then I couldn't fast her because I had a girlfriend. Olongri, and she was not part of us here. In grade 8.
So, now we know that's the truth. Because you told us the whole story.
No. In December, I spent 30K. In one day. Not in one day. Like, for groove. Like, I spent 30K for groove.
Okay.
And I want to have 9 babies. One of them is a lie.
You've always told us that she wants a lot of kids.
Yeah.
So I kind of believe
that. I think
that.
The middle one is a lie. You're quite true.
Zile does not spend money like that.
That's exactly what
so
I was about
to say. So
that
is a lie. That one is a lie. Yes. Né? That one is a
and
lie.
Then the first one was too long, too detailed.
Yes, it was.
Which one?
The girlfriend one, the crush one.
Is what? Which one is?
Is not the one with the money. You spent 30K. What for groove? That's a lie, Zile. You don't spend money.
He does, but not like that. Okay, but who are we to pocket watch?
Zile spends money for himself. You will see yourself at groove. How do you get? Oh,
but Sima, what did we get at groove?
Ah, boy, come on. Ah, there, we had ballers there. Come
no,
on.
No, really. But the other things.
Yeah, obviously. No, we had. No. I remember. No,
he
bought us champagne. He bought a champagne.
Which one?
Our kids. He bought a champagne and also Jaeger, I think. And he got us Jaeger, I think. I don't know what it was. Guys, I was out on that day, ne? Moe and Jaeger.
Did they pay? Dorime.
Yeah, no, they said, like, they came, those girls, the fire girls, the sprinkles girls. They came and
where's
it was
the video?
Cool.
Let's see. But don't break it, eh? I want to see.
But yeah, no. That didn't even go over.
Hey.
Over.
Okay, fine. So Zile, tell us what one.
Okay. Well, it's partial. So I didn't want to throw it away. So the 30K one is definitely a lie.
Definitely.
We know you.
We know you.
Like
that. Like ngami. Little attention like say patel. Ngami. The TV license is not my team TV. Like say patel. That's like a rig. I'm going to go hotspot. Like ngami. Chireka yaki request le abuela mrao. Ka taxi. King Am. Rijapil before Ria Groove.
Peanut butter jam.
Yeah, first life, first life. We are not there, ko. We take that much money. We under 100 rand. 300 rand, I coin.
Okay, guys. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for watching. Thank you so much for watching. And guys, please don't forget to like, comment, share, and subscribe. And yes, thank you guys for watching. We really appreciate the support. And it's a new year. What?
Sima, when you were, I don't know if you were here, but when we were like in Kailisa, so we are doing the campus tour whereby we're going to go to different universities, yeah, and everything. Which university do you want us to go to?
I don't know. I want to...
Like your favorite?
I don't have a favorite. I don't care, honestly. But I think UCT would be cool, you know. Or even Verts. Like, Verts would be cool.
No, I'm telling you, but we're intelligent too much.
Yeah, but I'm not going to go to the
school. Verts, what do they do at Verts all week? Or is it freshers? Yeah, what is it called? Yeah, apparently, like...
I think it's a freshers.
Yeah, apparently they do it big. They like for the new kids when they come, like they have like a big party. I don't know if it's a party.
But I want people to know that on our tour, like the campus tour that we'll be doing, we want young artists to like join, come out. Like we want to make sure that people by long run, I'll tell them to never join. But yeah, in order for you guys to join, in order for you guys to come to the thing, né, all the details are here on screen. I know, I trust or you guys are going to do according to the instructions. Take a screenshot first so that you don't lose any information. And please, please do enter and join us so that we can have fun. Meet your favorite Obsima, Uyanda, Zile, Neo, Tato, Tibla, Dudu, Spiwe. Dango.
I can't wait.
So yeah, guys, we'll be coming.
I've never been on a campus.
Really? Okay, poof, yeah. Anyway, as we're saying, as students,
the serious people who are serious about life. Yeah,
you are way serious. But hey, guys, we're coming to you live from Arise Studios. And if you guys want to use our facilities, please do use the email down below.
So you know, funny enough that you're talking about O Week, né? So I'm so excited because I like Vets, man. Most of my friends went to Vets, na Jampataka. So all I'm saying is that we will be joining people back of Vets on the 6th.
Yeah.
So I'm excited.
Going to O Week.
We're going to O Week.
Go spreading humor.
Let's go. Why we never toss off?
What
is that jive?
Get jive. Elaya focali.
You'll be dancing like this for a week. So guys, make sure that you pull up. But yeah, little Mada will be joining you guys.
Pull up everyone. If you wanna see us, it's gonna be my first time on campus. I'm so excited.
Bits way, baby.
We could go tomorrow.
On the what?
Go.
On the 6th, baby.
Yeah, it's quite hot, hey? Thanks, everyone. I love you guys so much. Yeah. And I appreciate you guys. You guys are the best. See you guys on the 6th. Yeah, thank you.
Dango.
Vitsies?
Vitsies with the Bantweezies!
Vitsies with the Bantweezies!